Orson and No Tomorrow, 9:05 on a Wednesday morning. Hello, how do? Right then, it's time for me to sort of 012121 over the other side of the studio because I am now going to be doing some exercises. Oh, the joys. Right, I'm going to switch over. If I get squeezed past you, okay. I'm on this mic now. Hey, there we go. Right, okay. I've got a different bit of music today because I thought, well, I'm going to change a bit. And right. I thought, well, how about a bit of salt and pepper?
So Sounds good to me.
I think this will go down well. Right. Okay, you're going to just get me in the mood a bit, and I'll plot that on there like that. And there we go. Okay, right, what do you want me to do?
Well, okay, I just want to remind everybody, before you start, if you're doing this at home, if you're in any pain, please don't do it. A little burn in the muscles, that's good, but if you get any joint pain, just stop. You know, we haven't had the opportunity to assess you, and not knowing your physical condition, I'm trusting you to listen to your body. Right, okie dokie. First of all, we're going to do a push-up. This is the most effective of the upper body exercises if you don't have any equipment.
Right.
So you'll need to...
I need to open the door, do I?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can do this exercise, whatever your condition or fitness.
Right.
There's several degrees. The first one you can do, which is so easy, is you can just do a press-up against the wall by placing your hands against the wall at arm's level, up on your toes... and just flexing your elbows so that your chin comes in towards the wall. Right. The main thing to remember is to keep your body straight, no dips in the middle. But I'm not going to do that with you, Dan, because that's far too easy.
Thank you.
So we're going to do a full push-up.
Right.
So if you lie on the floor...
Okay, hang on. Oh, let me get down again. My legs are keep cracking. Okay, hang on. Nearly there. There we go, okay.
Right, okay. So stretch your body out.
Yeah.
You want your hands underneath your shoulders...
Yeah.
Right, you want your weight on your toes and your hands.
Right.
You're far too high up.
Am I?
Yeah, okay. Right, so now you have to keep your body straight all the way through.
Right.
And then all you do is you lower your body towards your hands by flexing your elbows.
Flexing the elbows, okay. Yeah.
Right. Have you done these before?
Not often, to be honest.
Right, okay. Well, let's see how you do.
All right.
Right down. Yeah, that's good. Keep your body absolutely straight.
Oh,
good.
Yeah.
Good. Are you doing okay there?
Oh, thanks.
One thing you should be aware of is, first of all, the muscles you're exercising. You're not dropping your middle. You're exercising your arms and your upper body and your chest.
Yeah.
So think about those muscles. The other thing is your breathing.
Yeah. I hold my breath when I do it. Is that right?
That is not right,
right.
No.
Okay.
Whenever you're lifting a weight, you should exhale as you lift the weight.
Right.
What you're lifting today is your body.
Okay.
So if you inhale as you go downwards...
Yeah.
And exhale as you go up. So inhale now, exhale now. How does that feel?
That is a lot better, actually.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, if you do breathe, I mean, it really helps the world, doesn't it? If you breathe, it really helps everything in your body.
It does, doesn't it?
So do me another 10. Let's see if you can do 10.
Another 10?
Yep.
All right, hang on. My headphones are falling off. Okay.
Go on, then.
Tiptoes and hands, let's go. Right, 10.
Yeah.
One, two, three, four, five.
Six, you're going well. 7, 8, 9, 10. That's brilliant. Well done.
Oh, now, my lord.
If you wanted to make that more hard.
No, thanks.
If you wanted to make, well, I'll just tell you just in case, because by this time next week, probably you will. You could start with your feet on a stool so that your feet are elevated, because obviously then you've got further to dip. Mm. Or you could actually, what we talked about before, do the press-up on two chairs.
Right.
So you're actually dipping in the middle, but that's really hard.
Yeah,
and you can vary press-ups. You can have wide hand press-ups so that you're more like a star with your hands apart and your legs apart.
Right.
That's quite a hard one. Okay, I think we've done press-ups now.
Yeah, I think we've done
you?
That there. That's all
right, so now we're going to do tricep dips.
Right.
Okay. You will need to sit on the edge of a chair.
Okay, that one.
Yeah, that chair will do fine as well.
I'll tell you what, I'll get one out of here. Okay.
Right, okie dokie.
Give me 2 secs.
Right.
I'll go and run and get one.
Yeah, okay.
Right,
well, while he's gone, I just want to tell you why it's so important to warm up. As you're warming up, the heart is telling the heart is sending blood round your body to your muscles. It makes your muscles more supple and gets you ready for exercise. It's increasing your circulation, in other words.
Right, I'm back. Have we got enough space here or not?
No. So why don't you go in the doorway that way round?
Turn
to face me. It's difficult to get the mic in the right position. Okay, sit on the chair. Yeah, right. Place your hands on the seat.
Okay.
Arms down, fingers facing,